All right, let's get it going here. Joe Lowndes, the name of the program. I am Jim Cozumore in for Joe Fortenbaugh. And the guy who had the biggest day going, the great George Kittle from the 49ers. 7 catches, 210 yards. The 49ers are winners. And he joins us here on 95.7 The Game. George, congratulations on the day and on the win. How did you celebrate it? What did you do, George, to celebrate your great day and the Niner win?
Old English 800.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I hung out with friends and family. I had some friends in town from high school and, strength coach. So that's about all I did. Just hung out, got some dinner, and now I'm back at the building. I'll get back to work.
Which achievement sits better with you 24 hours after the fact? Your big day on the field or getting a follow from your teammate Joe Staley on Twitter?
That's probably more impressive, actually. I'm not going to lie.
You had to probably work harder for that one than you did the 7 catches. No, seriously, though, when you have a day that big, when you have a half that big, isn't it all the more sweet when it culminates with a victory?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the win is really the only thing that matters. Like I think I've said before, I mean, I could have 0 catches, 0 targets, and we win a game, and I'll be okay with it if I play well. So being able to play well and get some catches and get a win, it means a lot.
I think it's all fun. I think it's awesome. Sorry for interrupting you there. I think it's awesome to see that you have that type of attitude, been in this league for 17 years and watching players and developing and just to see the passion when you block, the passion when you catch the ball. You're not an eye guy. Love what you're doing. What goes through your mind when you see a linebacker line up on you? Take us through that. What goes to your mind when you see a linebacker lines up on you? What goes to your mind when you see a DB lines up to you? Because I always look at it as you're too fast for a linebacker, you're too strong to the safety. Tell us, as the listeners, what goes to your mind in those situations?
Man, if I get man coverage, I'm just happy because it gives me a chance to work my technique on someone, whether it's a linebacker. If it's someone that I watch that, maybe he's slower footed and he wants a grab, or, some linebackers are pretty quick at their feet, but they get too handsy, and they lean forward. So when I get to go against that, or if it's against a corner that wants to press me, and he might be faster than me, but he's bad laterally, it lets me work through my head what technique, what my release is going to be, what's my route going to be versus that guy. It's just really fun for me because every single play is different, and it lets me be, it gives me basically freedom of choice to do whatever I want on most plays, and it's really fun.
So when you have those two, that's great. What's the difference when you do it and you see them kind of drop and they're kind of giving you the disguise? What's going on in the zone? How is it where you're saying, God, I got to make sure I get to the right depth. I'm open right now, but I better push it 2 more steps. The quarterback's not where he needs to be. How do you put all that in motion and make sure you're still executing to a high level?
That's all on Coach Shanahan. The 85-yard touchdown, I had no one around me, and I didn't really do anything special. I mean, that's a complete play design. Backer dropped me because he thought I was inserting, and all I had to do was run about 10 yards over the ball, and Nick found me, and he had no pressure thanks to great protection by the O-line. It was pitch and catch right there. I mean, that's all on Coach Shanahan, his design just to get me open. Because, it was a play action, so we ran that run actually several times before it. And that backer kept jumping up, and we finally got him on it.
49er tight end George Kittle had the great day yesterday. Joining us, 95.7 The Game. And since Joe Staley gets the follow, right, or he follows you, it's at GKittle46, so everyone knows what the Twitter handle is. You got to get more followers, man. We're going to get you more followers, no question
thank
about
you,
that.
Thank you.
Hey, what was it like in the locker room afterwards when Jed York spoke to you guys?
It was incredible. One thing I absolutely love about football, it is a family game. It definitely brings people together. There's nothing like being a part of a football locker room. And just the fact that he was there, and he did not have to be there. No one would have expected him to be there, and he wanted to be there for us. Just shows how much, how much he cares and how much he loves the team. It was a special moment, and we were all happy that we could be there for him.
How powerful is it in that room after a victory? You come in 2-10 and you have a lot of fans and sports talk people talking about tanking and how it'd be better off if you lost and that way you get the first draft pick. But in that room, day after day at practice, the mentality's got to be completely in the other direction. How satisfying is it to go out there and get rewarded for your hard work with a victory like that?
Being in a winning locker room after a football game is, in my opinion, the best feeling of all time. So the fact that all that hard work, you do week in and week out the entire year, and then it finally, accumulates to a win, it's an incredible feeling. And definitely makes your Mondays a lot better.
when you're playing this game and, you know, the way you're off to a good start, a great start, actually, what are some of the tight ends that you emulate your game after? And who are some of the guys you watched growing up? Do you say, wow, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. What are some of the guys that you said, wow, I'm taking a little from this one, a little from that? Who are some of those guys you emulate?
I mean, number one is my favorite player growing up was Dallas Clark, just because he was an Iowa guy.
Sure.
I grew up, I watched him play every single game in college as a kid. And just seeing his success at the NFL, just what he did, you know, with Peyton Manning, whether it was regular season and playoffs, just how good he was consistently. That was a guy I always watched, and I have always watched. You know, and then growing up, you know, Gonzalez and Gates, it's just, you can't not watch those two because, you know, they're incredible. And then now, I mean, I try to watch as much Kelce, Ertz as I possibly can, just because I feel like route running pretty similar. Gronk, I try to watch Gronk, but he's just such a different beast that it doesn't really work for me.
Sure.
But, you know, I love watching, like, O.J. Howard, Evan Engram, just because I think Evan Engram's one of the best route runners. And, you know, if I can pull something from him while getting, you know, maybe something in the run game, you know, maybe from Gronk or another tight end, like, just stuff like that. I love watching Ebron, too, down the red zone, because he separates and makes those great catches every single time.
Hey, the tats on your biceps, you got one that looks like a paw and another one that looks like the stock market. What the heck are those tats that you got on your...
The bear paw is my family crest. Everyone in my family has a bear paw tattoo of some sort.
Nice.
And then the stock market is actually, it's Long's Peak in Colorado. Me and my dad climb 14,000 foot mountains every summer.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'm on a line of questioning here.
No, it's great. Okay. And I think that the tattoo works as a mountain, but also as a stock as well, because your stock, George, is certainly zooming through the roof.
Oh, couple look who's
more
tying
games,
it in.
Nice. Couple more games like that. You may have to add a couple more peaks to the old tattoo there, George.
What's that smell? There's going to be some big money, George. There's going to be some big money, kiddo. Do you?
Oh, you guys are funny.
All right. Let me get back to what I will, because we want to know George Kittle. You burst onto the scene with a great season. I want to get to know you. Favorite all-time WWE wrestler?
Stone Cold. Actually, Stone Cold just followed me on Twitter last night, too, so that's pretty...
Wait a minute. That's
drop
breaking
the
news. That's
wow.
Drop the mic. Oh, my goodness.
Bigger follow, Joe Staley or Stone Cold, to have in your repertoire.
Can I say they're equally tied, because I don't want Joe to beat me up?
Nah, you know what? I'd go Stone Cold.
I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, I think the silence tells us all we need to know about the Stone Cold
you,
being even bigger.
Did you pull off a Stone Cold stunner at one point in your wrestling career?
Yeah, I got to get into a ring last year. One of my buddies was part of an independent wrestling show, and they got me in the ring. I got to do a stunner on someone in a crowd in front of maybe like 100, 150 people. It was absolutely exhilarating.
Hilarious.
It's great. And, you know, we've seen some wrestling moves as part of touchdown celebrations in the NFL. How do you approach that, George, as a guy who's now finding his way into the end zone more frequently? Is it kind of a jinx thing or a mush if you rehearse your touchdown celebrations? How do you go about that as an NFL player?
You know, there are definitely some really creative guys out there. I don't go out of my way to think too much about it. You know, I have the same consistent one every single time. The wide receivers are definitely creative. We got a couple that we're waiting for Marquise to get another touchdown because we got a good one for when he scores. That's been on hold for a couple weeks, so we're waiting on that one.
Ooh, nice. Tease it, George. That's great.
A good one. That's a good tease.
George, just want you to know that the big fella just followed you. You're my new super tight end. Just wanted you to know that. Got you, brother.
Thank you. I think my phone vibrated, so I must be, you know, thanks for saying hi.
Yeah, probably a pretty big vibration considering the size of the follow you just got from a 16-year, not 17, but 16-year NFL veteran. Pretty impressive.
See what I deal with, bro? They hate on me all the time in here, dog. This is what goes on. So I'm going to come down there and see you if you can teach these guys a thing or two.
Yeah, come hang out. We have a lot of fun down here.
No question.
That's what we hear. We got to have a big like a WWE viewing party for like one of the big pay-per-views. You'd be in on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you guys know that Tables, Ladders, and Chairs is going to be at San Jose Sharks Stadium next week.
Wow. Get out of here. You can't go, though. You're working.
I'll be there.
Oh. I like that.
So how would you power rank your desire to use those as weapons? Table, ladder, or chair?
The great matches.
Oh, my favorite is when you, like, you know, like they put the championship belt up.
Yes,
you got to get a ladder to go get it?
Yep.
like when you got a guy up on top of the ladder and you push him off the ladder through a whole bunch of chairs, through a bunch of tables, that's my favorite.
That is a great move. And he's got the belt and it's in his grasp. He's too tired, George, to be able to unbuckle it so he can put it around his waist, and someone just pushes over that thing. Oh my goodness. That guy falls like 30 feet and he just goes crashing through the tables.
Oh, you're the best, man.
I'm into it.
Do you ever get with John? Does John ever give you a hard time? And be like, hey, I would have covered you.
I always tell him, I'll say, hey, when are you going to get on the field so I can route you up?
What does he say?
He always says, you know, I got to start working out again so you don't embarrass me. That's not going to matter, John. I'm going to get you regardless.
Yes.
I love it. Route you up. When you're on the sideline yesterday and you see Robert Saleh's defense playing all gas, no break, really, in my opinion, for the first time all season, what kind of a lift does that give the offense to see the defense flying around yesterday and taking Denver out of its game?
I mean, it's awesome. And you just, like, you feel the energy from the defense. And I think a lot of it comes from them. And when you feel that on the sideline, it just picks your team up and it makes you want to play better. And, you know, we definitely had that in the first half. Our defense was just playing out of their minds. And it was really fun just because every time they made a play, it was just like the offense just got a little boost and a little boost and then just carried over to big plays. And it was really fun for us, especially to see guys like, you know, Marcel Harris and DJ Reed step up. That was absolutely incredible.
No question. You young guys have been stepping up. Hey, George, when you're thinking about where you're at, halftime, I know, been in locker rooms and people say, man, you're about to break the record, all those things and the noise that are around you. How do you stay focused? How do you stay in that moment? And were you hard not to be like, wow, what I'm accomplishing? You know, of course you want to win, but what this I'm on the brink of doing is unprecedented. Who would have thought?
Honestly, I didn't know I was even close to the record until about halfway through the fourth quarter when Staley told me in the huddle. I had no idea. But, sitting in the locker room and they're like, yeah, you have 210 yards. I was like, really? I was like, that's crazy. Well, let's get some more.
Why not?
Yeah, it's about all I think. I don't think it really hit me at all until after the game.
All right, George, I know you got work to do. You're already at the site. You got to get some stuff in there. We appreciate it. Next time there's a big pay-per-view, we got to have you on as a kind of – you got to give us a preview of the next best pay-per-view. Who's in tables, ladders, and chairs this year, by the way?
Man, all I care about is Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental title.
I love this guy.
I know.
Working without notes, too, George Kittle.
I know.
Loving the stuff.
I know. So you're going to be there?
Oh, yeah. No, I'll 100% be there. I might be a little bit late, but I'll be there.
That is awesome. I cannot so wait. Great. That is going to be fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll do another WWE with you sometime in the future. Go get him, and good luck the rest of the season.
Keep bringing that hard hit with you, buddy. You're doing awesome.
Thanks so much, guys.